Blog Talk Radio.
You are fake news.
Uh-huh. Y'all hear that, man? You are fake news. And I wonder if they know it. See, that's a matter of self-reflection. That is a matter of really doing some self-inventory and evaluation. See, that's tough to do as a human being. We're not hardwired to really do that self-assessment and be honest. Everybody got an inflated ego thinking that I'm better than I am. See, and I'm not saying you have to walk around with your head down between your legs all humble with that false humility, but I am saying if you think you sweet, okay, and you stink, that's a problem. That liberal media right there, they think they sweet, but they stink. You don't want to be the sweet stink. You don't want to be that person walking around like I'm sweet and everybody else going, but you stink. See, so that's what I'm talking about. When I hear that come on and it says, you are fake news, I say, man, president ain't never lied. Now, today is June something, let me see, just to be precise, I think it's the 15th. And as you know, I'm down here in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's a nice sunny day out here. Oh, boy, I tell you, those were the good days, y'all. Those were the good days. Sometime I miss this city right here. I wish those days would. We got a lot of stuff to get into. A couple of things we need to touch on as far as what's going on with our two fierce leaders. Our two fierce. See the quotes? Fierce leaders. But before we do that, right before the show started, I ran across a clip with Michael Knowles. I wasn't planning on sliding this one in, but I thought it's important because, see, I just realized that what ladies out there, I mean, raise your hand if you got kids, all the women who got kids. Okay. I just want to let you know that you all, as moms, have been canceled. I don't know if you knew that, but y'all been canceled. According to Joe Biden's new, I don't know what his position is, Bacoria or whatever, diarrhea, that guy, I guess they'd have changed up the language. You're no longer defined as a mother. You are now defined as a birthing person. So Michael Knowles got wind of this, and I said, we need to check this out and see when they made this change in the middle of the night when we wasn't ready. Here we go.
Mothers have been replaced by the term birthing people. Senator Lankford recently asked Xavier Becerra, the head of HHS, to help him out to figure out the definition of this strange new term.
Yeah, I want to know.
I also noticed you changed a term in your budget work. You shifted from in places from using the term mother to birthing people rather than mother. Can you help me get a good definition of birthing people?
Yeah, I need to know this one.
Well, I'll check on the language there, but I think if we're talking about those who give birth, I think we're talking about, I don't know how else to explain it to you other than
I was a little taken back when I just read it and saw it, that it's that the term mother was gone in spots and it was replaced with birthing people.
Now, right off here, how do people support the Democrat Party? I mean, they do stuff sneaky in the middle of the night, changing language. Then, I mean, they're not asking us about this language. What in the heck are you doing? You're making a problem out of something that's not a problem. So let me understand this. We are no longer good with just mothers and fathers. What are they going to come up with us? I mean, do we get a nickname too? Do we get redefined as men? So now, ladies, I'm sorry, because we got a population, very small percentage of our population actually believes that you can go, now I'm a man. I'm back to a woman. Very small. If you be honest and folks aren't scared of being locked up or doxed and stuff, most folks you secretly ask, you know, come here, I guarantee you this dude that is telling this senator that we got to be precise with the language. In his mind, he's probably saying, I never thought I'd grow up and have to prostitute myself like that. I never thought that I would be saying something so stupid and ridiculous, but he has to because he knows what would happen if he doesn't. So now all of a sudden, these idiots who are changing this type of language and making this seem like this was a problem in our society, how do they go home at night and sleep? How do you go back to your wife and call her a birthing person? I want to see diarrhea go back to his wife, and she's like, I seen you on the TV today. So what are you saying? When did this come up? Well, I know. Joe Biden and all of them. They wanted me to change up the language. Man, I tell you, I don't know how long I can keep this job. I don't know how long. Yeah, so, I mean, what about me? Am I still a mother? Technically, you are, but you're kind of more of a birthing mother or birthing you know what? Look, it's just my job, honey. You know I got to prostitute myself. You like this nice stuff, don't you? Let's finish hearing how he explains what this birthing person is.
Would you at least admit calling a mom a birthing person could be offensive to some moms, that they don't want to get like a happy birthing person card in May, or I mean, can you at least admit that that term itself could be offensive to some moms?
Yeah, admit that.
Senator, I'll go back and take a look at the terminology that was used, and I can get back to you. But again, if we're trying to be precise.
We don't have to go that far. See, this is one of those things. What's that? It's a noise. The heck is that, guys? Hold on. Hey, y'all. What the crap? Here's both of my phones. Y'all hear that? Hold on. No. Where's this coming from? That was amazing. Did y'all hear that? Here's both of my phones. I heard a noise over there ringing in my hotel room. Look, Casper, once I finish with my show, I'm about to find you. Y'all hear Casper over there making phone calls? Only got two phones. They're right here. Let me see if I can focus and get back. Now, anyway, all right, so now what I'm saying is this. These type of people who are involved in making these policies, I say to myself, why are you making life difficult, more difficult than it is? There is not, I thought it was the will of the people. There is not a huge push for folks out there saying, you know what, we need new definitions. And mothers and fathers no longer work for us. We're going to go with birthing people. All you're doing is kicking everybody off. All you're doing is making problems that aren't problems. All you're doing is making yourself look so woke that you sleep. That's what you're doing. But it is what it is. Let's see Michael Knowles take on this before I check and see what Casper the Ghost is talking about. The
language that's used. Mom's a pretty good word. That's worked for a while, and I think that's pretty precise.
We're trying to be precise in the language that's used. You're trying to be precise? Well, if you want to be precise, you would say mother. That's the most precise, the most concise way to describe it.
Yeah.
But we can't, and we are told that now the simplest way to understand mothers is as birthing people.
Yeah.
We are told that this is a more neutral way, a less offensive way to say, because the theory is that some men can give birth, because the theory is that some women can magically become men by wishing it so, because the theory is that our human person has nothing to do with our bodies. Mm. The theory is the now popular adoption of the radical transgender theory.
I'm a little concerned about these theories. I mean, has any scientific data been provided? Have we done any studies? Have we produced one human that has ever successfully changed their gender without some surgery, without some medication, all of that? And even with all of that, you're still a man or you're still a woman. You just altered all of your man parts or woman parts, but you're still biologically a male or female. Can somebody find me that human born in the middle? I mean, and see, don't be trying to use that hermaphrodites and all that stuff. That's not the norm. That is not the norm. If you're going to build a case off of that, then that means we all should have six fingers, because the dominant gene is we have six fingers, six toes, but it's so rare that there's only a few humans walking around with six fingers and six toes. It's not a recessive gene. It's a dominant gene. So their arguments produce nothing, but they're the party of science, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. But you know what? We're going to try to move on because Michael's upset. He's bringing now up their theory. I want to know who came up with this theory. Who was the first human to sit around and say, you know what? I don't like the gender that I am. I wonder if we can convince everyone on the planet that all you have to do is imagine you're not that gender, and then you're not. Michael, please, have your way.
A ridiculous ancient heresy.
It is, Michael, it is.
That is not a neutral playing ground. Mm-hmm. That really matters. The semantic shift from mother to birthing person carries with it whole premises. It carries with it a whole culture.
Mm-hmm.
And what Xavier Becerra was trying to say here is, oh, you know, Senator, I don't know. I mean, I'll go back to the language. I just think, come on, it's not a big deal.
Oh, it is a big deal.
Well, it's not a big deal. Just we're being precise, okay? Just come on. And did you hear he hesitated? He said, look, I think when we're excuse me, Mr. Becerra, are you referring to mothers here? Well, look, I think it's pretty obvious when we're referring to birthing people who give birth, we're referring to, and then he stops himself.
Wow.
He can't say mother.
Oh.
Because if he says mother, he's admitting that, of course, that is the more precise and concise and direct way to say it. But he can't grant that because he is beholden to the radical view that men can give birth.
Yeah. So why would you want that position? Why would you want to have to come out and deny all your reason all your experience, all of your observation for your whole life. Bro, man, this dude's probably in the 60s or so. I'm thinking you made it this far. You were, at what point in your life did you decide to switch and say, all my life I've known what a man or a woman is, but now because I'm working for the Democrats and I'm working with this Liberal Party, I'm willing to switch in my head the truth, the reality, the science, the physiology, the biology, all the stuff that I know to be true. I got to now pretend that it's not true. And what kills me is they attack language because language defines things. The way a child grows up and associates everything that they see is through the words that are associated with the object. So if you can start changing the definitions, the words, and attack enough folks are saying the words that you don't want them to say, you can redefine what things are. And the crazy part is now you're making my job hard. See, first of all, you're making my job hard because I'm not going to do this. I'm not. But the second part, if someone out there decides to do this, now you walking around and you got to think before you say stuff. Unnecessarily think. I'm not talking about just saying reckless stuff like, hey, yo, you got a big old butt, girl. See, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you like, so anyway, my mother, what was the term I'm supposed to use? My birthing human has a birthday coming up. Nobody wants to do that. We have all gotten used to just saying my mother. But now you got to stop before you say stuff. And you're like, all right, well, yeah, she, wait, no, wait. They. No one wants to do that. So all of these folks with their small little teeny ideas and agendas and craziness are trying to force all of this on society and make